Hey everybody, welcome back into Vikings Connected. My name's Erin Newberg, this is Chris Hockey,
Hi.
And it's time for another edition of Purple Ink.
Purple Ink.
Ooh, is that some new ink?
It's brand new, yeah.
That looks good.
Thank you, it's getting there, but I've got nothing compared to what Everson Griffin has got.
Hey, he's having a huge year so far.
Five sacks.
Yeah, isn't he like fourth in the league?
Fourth in the league, you nailed it, that's exactly right. But again, every tattoo has a story, especially on Everson Griffin. This is Purple Ink. Everson Griffin on Vikings Inc., and you're the first to not do this with your shirt on because you wanted to show off your ink. You're proud of it.
Yeah, you just got to get pump on. I'm feeling pretty swole, so, you know, and I'm ready to show off some ink.
First of all, when did you start getting tattoos? How old were you?
My first tattoo was when I was 17 with my boy, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, in his cousin's garage, and it was this one right here, the sword with the dagger with the crown on it, and then it goes EG in the middle with flames.
In his garage?
Yeah, in his cousin's garage.
So he wasn't a professional tattoo artist?
Yes, he was. He had all the clean needles and everything, but yeah, it was out of his garage, yeah.
Wow, it looks great.
Yeah, it does.
It still looks
17,
great, man.
17, yeah.
So. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So as I say to everybody, for me anyway, I got one tattoo. I was ready to get 100 more.
Yeah.
Is it the same with you?
Yeah, you know, I'm a little afraid of tattoos, so I really got to be filling in. Actually, I was supposed to have a tattoo today to get my mom tattooed on me.
Ah.
She's going on 5 years of passing, so that's the next one I'm going to get.
Do most of your tattoos mean something like that
to
you?
Pretty much. You know, big man, always been the big man. You know, when I was younger, I was always a big man. So I got that from Westside Tattoos in Avondale, Arizona. Next one I got at Westside Tattoos with Heart. And people always say Desiree, but it's Desire.
Gotcha, yep.
And then I got my nephew's name right when I came out. 2010, when I came out for the draft, got his name, Braylon Griffin. And then I got, let me see, then I got 100% Real.
Yeah.
Underneath there, 100% Real with my boy Jordan Campbell in college at USC. Then my most recent one was I got my my son's name, Grayson. And it says, I pray that my kids may find the root, what has been promised to them. And I got my wife's name right there, Tiffany M. Griffin. Then I got a rosary. Then I got the Arizona State.
Yeah.
And then I got Ellis, my son Ellis, on the back side.
Look at
Ellis.
That.
So, yeah. So I got pretty good amounts. I know some guys got way more, but, you know, I got all mine mean something to me.
I was going
to
say, they got to mean something to you, right? Yeah. And what do you have on your chest right
now? Oh, this is my mom, Sabrina Scott, mama's boy.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one. So.
Yeah.
Sabrina Scott, mama's boy. Yep.
A couple of individual tattoos here. First of all, I just watched you in pain in the workout room there. Any of them hurt, though? Would you say this one really
All of
hurt?
Them.
Yeah.
All of them.
That's why you don't like them, huh?
Yeah, people say, oh, my tattoos don't hurt. They hurt, each and every one of them.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, especially inside the arm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that hurt.
Why'd you get Braden's name?
That's my brother's, his son, Braylon Griffin, my nephew. You know, my first nephew, my brother. So I decided to get him right when I came out. I was shoe shopping and I seen a tattoo shop and then I was like, hey, might as well get my nephew's name.
Right on.
So it was like something like that.
Yeah. For sure. 100% Real, obviously on the biceps. That's like your thing, right?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
You know, I think for like all throughout my life, I've been 100% Real. And, you know, I just, you know, one day we decided to go get tattoos and I was thinking I wanted to get, I was like, Jordan, you know what? You know, I'm 100% Real, and that's what I got tatted to, Toby. So I got 100% Real when I was in college. Let me think, when was my going into my sophomore year, I think I got it.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I would say that's maybe the most famous tattoo on the squad.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Because the sack, man.
Yeah.
You put that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So you were talking about getting a tattoo for your mom.
Yeah.
That would be your next tattoo.
That's going to be done at Cream City Tattoo down in St. Cloud. So I'm going to get my mom. She's going to cover up this and then tie in Sabrina Scott, mama's boy.
Yep.
Or, I don't know, maybe on my back or in the middle of my chest. I don't know yet.
Yeah. A portrait or something?
Portrait.
No
portrait
kidding.
Of trace, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, man.
Mm-hmm.
Those are always really touching.
You
know? You can always look down. She's right there with you, right?
100%.
Yeah.
She's
very
with
cool.
me right now. So.
Amen, brother.
Yep.
Let me ask you one more question that I ask everybody before they get out of here. Who's got the best ink on the squad beside yourself?
Best ink. I have to go with the, I seen the new running back, Latavius.
Yeah,
I don't know how to pronounce his name. Latavius. I seen some of his tattoos today, and he looked like he's got good ink. Big Phil probably had the most.
Yeah.
Big Phil before he retired. Big Phil had tons of ink.
That's a lot of skin.
He was a big guy. You know, he had his whole belly, his whole back, his arms, his knuckles, his fingertips, his toes. He had everything.
He had his fingertips done?
Yeah, it said Big Phil in his finger, in his fingernail.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would hurt, man. I'm not much for that.
I'll play though, he did it.
Right. Okay, I was going to say, you got me on that one. Wow. So then this is one that I can't wait to ask. Who's got the worst tattoo on the squad?
The worst tattoo. I had to go with Brian Robertson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his old little Tennessee. You got him of a bull, and it's pretty terrible, you know. Right? That's the only one he got. Do you know who had a tramp stamp? Jared Allen.
He had a tramp stamp?
Yeah, right here. So he had a little tramp stamp. I was supposed to say tramp stamp.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what else could you call that?
Okay, he had one on his lower back.
Didn't really.
What was it on?
He had a tattoo right here.
Yeah, I miss Jared. That dude, I love that dude.
What a great
dude,
guy, man.
I love Jared.
He might have just done that for a joke. You never know.
Who knows him?
Yeah,
you know
right.
What I'm saying?
Well, that's great, man. Thanks for talking to me about your ink. I love it. Looks great.
All right, thank you.
Nice to talk to you, man. Right, thank you very much. Yep. That's Vikings Ink with Everson Griffin.